Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. It's just great to be here with you all. We have two phenomenal human beings, phenomenal women. That's them, not we. I can't roll with it. But these ladies are here to give us some great information on sleep and mental health as we march into mental health awareness with this great initiative that we all want to make sure that you all have access and resources from. So, as we dive into it, y'all, let me get you all started. I'm going to shut me up, and I'm going to turn these volumes all the way up for these phenomenal ladies.
William, thank you for that warm introduction. I know Lisa and I both are thrilled to be a part of this Fellowship of Seven that are bringing awareness to collegiate basketball programs and the intersection of mental health in our hashtag March Into Mental Health event. Specifically, we're excited to be here today to talk about sleep and athletes. One of the most common issues our athletes ask us to discuss and help support them on is their sleep. Now, research shows that athletes that are better rested perform better. So there's a number of components that help make up the overall mental health and well-being of our athletes. Obviously, sleep is one of those components. So today, Lisa and I hope to bring you and the listeners, A, the benefits to making sure that you have good sleep, and B, Lisa's going to jump in giving all of your listeners techniques and skills in order to build that sleeping skill set. So buckle up and let's get started. Research shows that our athletes, if they are healthy overall in all of the components that help them to be at least overall health and wellness, that they perform better. So the better we are overall, the better we perform on our field of play. And so that's what research shows us. And understanding that athletes really want to have conversation about sleep, we decided that this would probably be a good topic for us to do a podcast on. So what are some good benefits to having a sleep pattern, a sleep routine? So one is it supports your body and helps manage stress and anxiety. So once again, it's not just benefiting us physically, it's benefiting us overall in our health and wellness and in our mental health. So when we sleep, our cells and our muscles grow and repair. That's when we have recovery. So if you're an athlete, it's really important to make sure that you have a prescribed amount of sleep, because that's when you are rebuilding your bodies and your muscles so that you can, once again, when you wake up, train those muscles all over again. Good sleeping patterns contribute to positive refueling of your body every day. It creates that pattern. This is what we do to refuel in the morning. This is what we do to refuel in the afternoon. This is what we do to refuel in the evening. And when we don't have a sleep pattern, our refueling system is often gets compromised. So it's important for our refueling system to keep consistent sleep patterns and times. When we have awesome sleep, we reduce our injuries as athletes. So that is extremely important. It also, outside of our physical prowess, sleep also helps to improve our cognitive functioning. Once again, having good cognitive functioning is going to support your performance. That is one of the components that goes into your overall health and well-being. So if we are consistently building all of those components, and sleep affects so many of those components, we are going to facilitate athletes that are well-rested and ready to perform. So that's just a few of the positives and the importance of sleep for an athlete specifically. I'm going to pitch it over to my good friend Lisa Bontasumi, who's going to throw at you guys some really good skills and techniques that you could probably incorporate into your lifestyle to support your sleep and your performance. Go for it, Lisa.
Thanks, Betsy. That was super important, valuable information. Everyone should be at the tip of their seat, listening with all ears and seeing with all eyes what Betsy just dropped for us. Lots of gems there. When I work with my athletes, they always ask, well, that's all well and good, all of that value there, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it consistently. I don't know how to maximize my recovery or my rest. Betsy talked a lot about refueling. Your sleep should be up there just as importantly as your hydration and your nutrition, period. That's the refueling system that Betsy's talking about. So if one is off, all of them are going to be off. So what I've learned from my colleague, Dr. Chris Winter, who is a neurologist and sleep medicine doctor. He's an author, has worked with professional leagues and teams that actually sleep is a skill. You know, we don't wake up one day and be like, oh, I'm a bad sleeper, I'm a good sleeper, or like, you know, it changes over your lifespan, and different stressors or life events, like going from adolescence to adult, it changes. Maybe as a woman, getting pregnant and then having a baby in the first year of life, second year of life, it changes. You can still get sleep, but it's a skill. So I don't want anybody to think like, eh, I can't do it. We got to work on it just like we do our other mental skills and our physical skills. So the things that I tell my athletes to do are, first and foremost, no screen 1 hour before you actually want to be asleep. Not no screen 1 hour before you want to be in bed, 1 hour before you actually want your eyes closed and starting the REM if possible. Okay, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. But people are come to like leave their screen outside their door and charge that way. People say like, but that's my alarm clock. I'm like, go to Target and get you a little alarm clock. It doesn't have to be on your phone. Detach those two functions. They're different. So first one, no screen, computer, iPad, you know, video game, phone, 1 hour before you want to be asleep. Secondly is not to drink caffeine after 1 o'clock, if possible. If you're going to drink it as early as possible. I mean, I don't drink it because of this reason. It messes up my sleep. I don't get good quality sleep. So caffeine, reduce or eliminate, and definitely don't drink it after one. Don't do all kinds of engaging things like an hour or two before you go to bed. Do things that relax you. So is that reading something calming? Is that meditating? Is that making sure that your room is dark? Making sure your temperature is correct. The colder, the better, actually, research shows, for you to get good quality sleep. Not like you're freezing, but like cold enough where you can actually ease into it and stay there. Too many people wake up because they're hot. So like, let's practice and like experiment with reducing the temperature in your room. Maybe it's taking a shower or a bath, whichever one relaxes you. Some people, the shower invigorates and the bath invigorates. So let's do the one that relaxes you and experiment with that. Some light journaling can also be cool before sleep. And my favorite of all favorites is expressing your gratitudes. So there are so many benefits to expressing your gratitudes, not just to yourself in your journal, perhaps, but if you wanted to share it with a roommate, a teammate, or your partner or somebody, they get the same benefit. So it increases optimism. It increases the ability to stave off the stressors that might cause depression and anxiety. It actually boosts your immune system and brings more joy and social connection into your life. So let me say it again, you practicing gratitudes, no matter what they are, I can say I'm grateful for the sun. I'm grateful for my breath. It doesn't matter what they are, but the fact that you're expressing them brings all you those benefits, and the person listening to you express your gratitudes also gets all those benefits. Let me say it again. The person that you are expressing this to also gets all of those benefits. And then there's a connection that you make with that person that even goes deeper. So you're already warming up for a good sleep because all the benefits that Betsy just said, you're ready to like kind of just segue into that. The last one I'll say is, and this is tough for college students, I know, and definitely for collegiate athletes, trying to go to sleep the same time and waking up the same time every day. If you can, don't go more than 4 days without getting back to your rhythm. We know we have exams. We know we travel. We know we have games that we're excited for. We know all these things are in play. We get it. But if we can pivot and like kind of reset and go back, there's huge benefits there. So hope you enjoy those tips. Give them a try. And we'll go get it and just be resilient, strong, mentally healthy athletes.
Phenomenal. Look, you just changed my entire life because sleeping as a skill rather than some innate, right? Wow. Because I can build a skill.
Yes, you can. You can practice it.
We can.
Dr. Chris Winters, when he said that, my mind was blown too. And so I use it all the time. And that routine that I just described, how you, making that sleep routine helps develop the skill of sleeping to be more successful.
Look, the games has changed now. I'm practicing my sleep tonight. It's going down. Watch when I become a master sleeper.
Love it.
My productivity is about to go through the roof based on yep. Well, it was phenomenal getting to chat with you all. I am excited about this week of mental health, marching to mental health. This is going to be huge. Game changer. Young people, remember, some of these folks know what they're talking about. All of them know what they're talking about. These people lean into this work every single day. So make sure y'all tap into these resources. Make sure you get with Athlete Mindset, Athlete Mental Health Network, right? We want to make sure that you all are taken care of, okay? We will see y'all soon. Y'all tune into this next podcast. It's going all the way down, y'all. We appreciate you.